This morning, God's word comes to us from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah 60, we'll be reading just the first seven verses of this chapter. Isaiah 60, beginning at verse 1, what we hear now is God's word. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, children, when we began this Advent series, Christmas was over 4 weeks away, and now it's this week. We are almost there. This coming week, we will gather once again on Christmas morning to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. And we have been preparing for that celebration. As we look around the church, as we just look around town itself, we see so many of the trappings of Christmas, so many of the decorations of Christmas remind us of God and his love for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. On our front door at home, we have a wreath on that door. The wreath, that circle, that unending circle, a reminder of God's unending love for his people. We also have a Christmas tree in our home. Now, when we still had kids at home, we would go out and we would get a real Christmas tree. We now have a fake Christmas tree, but that's okay. We used to get a real Christmas tree, and we'd get an evergreen tree. Evergreen. Reminding us of God's continuing faithfulness to his people. We have Christmas lights that we see around, reminding us of Jesus Christ, the light of the world that came at Christmas. God with us at Christmas time. We have used the theme of Emmanuel, God with us, for our Advent series this year. We saw Emmanuel the sign. God would be with his people, either in blessing for those who embraced him or for curse those who stand opposed to him. We talked about Emmanuel, the presence, God's presence to come down. I will come down myself and deliver my people. Last time we talked about Emmanuel, the anointed king, the king who would dwell in the midst of his people to rule them, to protect them, to care for them. This morning, we look to one more prophecy on this last Sunday of Advent. The prophets often contained words of warning for the people of Israel, but they also, as we see this morning, contained words of consolation, of restoration, and even of commission to encourage and to strengthen God's people. This morning we look at Emmanuel, the light dawns. And that's where Isaiah begins this prophecy in chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Words of hope and words of comfort for God's people, Israel. We know that God's people, Israel, would go into captivity. They would be taken off to a foreign land. But that would not be the end for them. God would restore them. He would arise and shine His light upon them once again. Their captivity was like darkness. It was being away from their land. It was being away from the presence of God's blessing. But that would not be the end. Arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The words he uses here are the words of a sunrise at dawn. Now, I am not a morning person. I seldom see the sunrise, but when we lived in Iowa, I drove bus for the local Christian school and often would have to be up before the sun in the morning to get on my bus route and pick up my kids. And there were two things I liked about that. One was being with the kids. I enjoyed that. But the second was, as I would be finishing my route and coming back into town, you could see the sun getting ready to break over the horizon. Of course, Iowa is such a flat, rolling land. You could see the first glimmers of light, and then all of a sudden, that sun would come up and the light would spill over everything, and it was beautiful. It was glorious. That is the picture that Isaiah gives us here. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It now spills over everything. There would be a return from captivity, the darkness of night, now into the light of God's love. A blessing for His people Israel, but also a blessing for us today. This idea of the light coming and the glory of the Lord rising upon you. It is no wonder that the gospel writer John picks up on that theme of light as he reflects upon the coming of Christ. John says in his gospel, chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." The true light that gives light was coming into the world. A blessing for God's people today. A blessing for the church. For a people who have also been in captivity. Oh, not in a foreign land. But a people who have been in captivity to sin. The darkness of sin, the darkness in our own hearts, the captivity to sin. And we read in our text three different times, the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you. This is a blessing for believers. This is a blessing for God's people. As Jesus Christ comes and removes that captivity, the captivity to sin is over. We have been set free. By the work of God's Son, Jesus Christ, the light. We have been washed, we have been cleansed, we have been made new creatures in Him. The light has arisen upon us. And so we rejoice at Christmas time. We rejoice at what God has done for His people and how He continues to shine His light upon us. That light of His holy word. A word which, yes, continues to point out our sins that we commit, but that is to drive us to Christ. It is to drive us to the light of the world, to flee to Him as our refuge, to flee to Him as our only hope, our Savior, the one who delivers us again and again from that fallenness of sin. And that light which even now continues to direct us as the people of God, how we are to live as His children. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A blessing for the people of God. But the prophet goes on. Verse 2. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. He makes a contrast now between the light that has arisen upon the people of God and the darkness that yet remains over the world, over the peoples. Verse 3, the nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. The world in so many ways still walks in darkness. They do not see the glory of what God has done in His Son sending the light. Children, we've spent the last 4 Sundays counting Advent Sundays till Christmas, counting Advent candles. That's how we anticipate Jesus coming. The world doesn't count Advent Sundays. The world counts shopping days till Christmas. That's their preparation. We have been celebrating Emmanuel, God with us, God who dwells with His people, embracing what God has done in His Son, Jesus Christ. The world in the darkness celebrates Santa Claus and elves and all these other things. Darkness. Darkness still remains in the world around us, even though the light is shining. And at this time of year, it is as if Christmas time breaks in to our lives, breaks in to distract us from the darkness. The world yet walks in darkness, but Christmas breaks in to remind them that there is more than what they see around them. And so in that light, we read verse 1 again, arise, shine, for your light has come. This is not only a word of hope for God's people, it is also a word of hope for the world, as God's people are called to shine the truth that they know. We need to be those who tell the truth of the light, who bring that light which we have received and reflect that to a darkened world around us. When I was growing up, my parents always got a live Christmas tree for Christmas. We'd actually go out and cut the tree down. And since it was a live tree, and this was before we had the tiny lights, you had these big lights, and you had to put something between the lights and the branch of the tree to keep it safe. And we had these little foil metallic reflectors, and they would sit between the light and the tree to keep the tree safe. But what it also did is it gave the light a special glow. It gave the light, it seemed like, even more power. It reflected the light into the room. We have been called as the people of God, to be those reflectors. We have received the light. We have seen the light. It has come into our own hearts, chasing away the darkness. And we are called now to reflect that light to the world around us, to tell them the truth of Christmas. I know very, very often we say, but I just don't know what to say. What would I tell somebody about the truth of the gospel? Let me assure you, you know everything that you need to know. You do not have to be able to answer every possible question, every possible objection. You don't need that. You simply need to tell someone the truth in your own life. That I recognized the darkness in which I was walking, and Jesus Christ, the light of the world, came to me. And simply by embracing him, freed from that captivity. That is all the truth you need to know. You don't have to answer every question, but just share the reality of what God has done in your life. God with you, Emmanuel. The light has risen upon you. Simply tell the truth of what we know. That is the task of the church, to bring this message to the world. It is also the task for us as individuals. Oh, as church, Sunday after Sunday, we declare the truth of the gospel and give the call of the gospel, and do so again today. If you are here and are still walking in darkness, have never recognized Jesus Christ, the light, as your Lord and Savior, then he calls you today to put your faith and your hope and your trust in him. Embrace the light. It is shining all around us. And be freed from captivity and truly enter into the celebration of Christmas and Jesus Christ, the light of the world. That's the call. That's God's call to you today, to embrace Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's a mission given to the church as a whole. It's a mission given to us as individuals. And the interesting thing, look what the text says in verse 3. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Now, it's certainly true that the work of missions is to go out. We send out missionaries. We support missionaries who go into the world. But it is also true that there are times when God brings the world to us. And Christmas is one of those times. It is a season where even the world recognizes something is going on. And we are those. As they come and begin to recognize, we are those who are to share that truth. Of course, that means we have to listen for the opportunity to share. We have to listen with a gospel intent. When someone says to us, oh man, it's Christmas this week, it's such a busy time of year, it's hard to get everything in, rather than just nodding our head in agreement, we say, yes, it is a busy time of year. It's hard to focus on the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. That is the beginning of a conversation that can lead to sharing the gospel. When someone says, I love all the lights and I love the sounds of Christmas, we don't simply say, yeah, it's beautiful. We say, yes, and can you imagine? Can you imagine what it was like on that first Christmas night when the angels came and their glory shone around the shepherds? That's the beginning of a gospel conversation. When people tell us, you know, Christmas, someone told me this not so long ago, Christmas is about family. Christmas is about family. Christmas is about children. You say, yes, absolutely. Christmas is about the family of God. Christmas is about a child that was born the Son of God. We have to listen for opportunities. Listen for opportunities to share the truth that we know. What are your plans for Christmas? We plan to gather as God's people to worship and praise Him. Won't you come and join us? Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. The light of God has arisen upon us by His grace, and we thank Him for that. And now we are to arise and shine as the nations begin to come. These intermediate verses here, 5, 6, 7, talk about all the blessings that will come as the nations come in. We remind ourselves that it is God who is at work bringing people into His church. He says at the end of verse 7, I will beautify my beautiful house. God is the one who will give us the opportunities as He brings people in contact with us, whether that be our neighbors, whether that be our family members who do not yet know Jesus Christ. If everything that your neighbors knew about the truth of Christmas came from you, how much would they know? Arise, shine. God is at work. I will beautify my beautiful house as God continues to bring His people in. I will beautify my house. In our house, like I said, we have a Christmas tree. It's our regular practice to put ornaments up on that tree. Some of those ornaments are very, very old. Some were from our parents. Some were from our grandparents. Some are very, very new. Some of those ornaments are from this country. Some are from other countries, places we have visited. But all together make a beautiful, beautiful tree. God says, I will beautify my beautiful house as He brings His people in. Older people, younger people, people who are from near, people who are from far. God is at work beautifying His beautiful house as His church continues to grow and be a blessing to those around. Christmas is a time to celebrate the coming of the light. Emmanuel, the light dawns. The light that releases us from the darkness and captivity of sin. And the light which is now given to us to share with the world around us. Oh, may we take to heart the encouragement, the comfort, the hope given to us in Isaiah 60, that we might arise and shine, for our light has come. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we thank You and we praise You for Your holy word, a word that teaches us that You had planned for the coming of Your Son, Jesus Christ, so many years before His arrival. The prophets spoke of His coming to His people. And we, O God, are the recipients of that same great gift. Thank You for the truth of the gospel, which has lodged in our hearts by Your work, O God. May we not hoard this gift. May we not keep this gift to ourselves, but share this gift this Christmas season with those around us. Encourage us, O God. Strengthen us for Your service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.